In Haiti, the death toll from this month's 7.2 magnitude earthquake continues to rise. More than 2,200 people are confirmed dead, with 344 people still missing. But as John Yang reports, the earthquake has led to a new set of challenges for Haitians.
In the hard-hit city of Lacai, scavengers and rescue crews sift through the same debris. Haitians look for anything they can use or sell as excavators begin clearing what remains of buildings and a rescue team from Mexico pauses.
After several readings from the electronic equipment until we reached the floor, unfortunately, we obtained no more signs of life.
Earthquake fractured roads slowed trucks carrying food and fuel to isolated villages. Farmers set up a camp in the region of Grand Anse after the earthquake destroyed their crops. Survivor Avelia Michel said people here are desperate for food and water.
We are here with our children. I don't know how many, but we need to feed them. We need food, water, clothes. They are crying because they're hungry and thirsty.
Some Haitians, frustrated with the aid distribution, take matters into their own hands. Crowds descend on trucks of food before officials can distribute their contents. Some earthquake survivors clashed over supplies. Over the weekend, gang leaders declared a truce, which they said was to help relief efforts. This man blamed the problem on the police.
The city is doing badly now. We are suffering. We can't find food to eat. When the truck arrives with the food, the police don't want to distribute it.
Aid workers are doing their best to keep order and deter stealing. At this Lacai camp, they surrounded bags of food aid. Even as one displaced person tried to assure fellow survivors there was enough food for everyone, a scuffle broke out.
There's a lot of hungry people here, and they're doing exactly what anyone on this planet would do if their kids were hungry, for example. There's a lot of desperation, and that causes a lot of unrest.
Tom Cotter is Director of Emergency Response and Preparedness at Project Hope, a U.S.-based non-governmental humanitarian group. He said that more than a week after the initial quake, some badly injured people are just now getting medical attention.
Some are coming by motorcycle. Some are coming by pickup truck. We even had someone come in today that had been carried, a man probably in his 60s with crush injuries to his limbs, had been carried down by a family member from the mountains to a clinic.
The U.S. Coast Guard has sent crews to evacuate injured Haitians. Brazil and Germany have also sent rescue teams and doctors. Peter Kaup is with the German team.
It helps to see that we are able to improve the situation significantly for some individuals.
While medical crews provide life-saving aid to some, many Haitians are focused on burying the loved ones who died in the earthquake. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.